And we are beginning Cheskes Abatim, Daf Chav Ches. So the mission begins Cheskes Abatim, first in the Chazaka for establishing a ownership on a house, or a boros, a pit, a shichin, hamaros. We spoke about this last parak, or different types of caves and irrigations, vashovchos, with the birds, the bird nests, from Echatzos, the bathhouses of Beis Abadim, the presses, Ubeis Ashlachim, Vavadim, all these things, Vachol Shehu Osep, Perostadir, anything else that produces something on a daily basis. And the only way to create a chazak on these things, to establish that you have ownership, Cheskasam Shalosh Sharam Biyom Liyom. You have to be using these types of things every single day. And that means you have to use the boar every single day, and the shiach every day, and the bathhouses, and the Beis Ashlachim. Every single day, we need to use them. And look at Rashi. Rashi very importantly writes, in Beis Ashlachim, Mitoch Shemayan Besocho, the spring is in the field itself. Shemashkin also mimenu tadir, you're constantly watering the fields. So osa peris tadir, therefore it produces fruit all the time. V'chol davar she'osa peris tadir chetzkasan shlosharim miyom liyom. You need to establish a chazaka that you're using it every single day. In im hichzik ba shlosharim shlemos ein tarach lahavi shtar mechir. You don't have to bring a shtar mechir. This is a very important line in Rashi, because they point out, what's the idea of a chazak? Is it to create the chazaka that you own it, or is it to prevent the ma'arir, the protester, from taking it away from you? So Rashi says, the Medakim Rashi, that if you have the Shalosh Shanim, you don't need to bring any Shtar Mechir anymore. It's clearly yours. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, I'm not sure how, it's different lines, you probably all have different ones, but I'm going to read the line out. He says, Umishum hachi ba'inan miyom liyom kidei shelo yachol liton ha-ma'arir ani basi l'sham. So in order to prevent the ma'ari, the guy saying, it's my land really. So Rashi's saying more in the positive, that to create it, establish it in your possession, the one who's currently living there. And Rabbeinu Gershom says, the cheskas gimel shalom is to deflect the ma'ari from trying to take it away from you. And this is going to be the running theme throughout the parak.
But I see that Rashi says, Kol davar she'osep peiros, but we're talking here about certain things that are not osep peiros.
Right, peiros doesn't lav dafka fruit.
Meaning that it has a use to...
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Using it in some way, lav dafka peiros. Peiros just means any produce, revenue. But that's the big chakir between Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom. Is it to create, to put it in the possession of the machzik, or to prevent anyone from protesting it? So this is, again, the running theme throughout the parak here. It connects also, there's a machlokas rishonim, where the cheskas gimel shanim works deraisa, or does it work derabanan? Ramban says it works deraisa, in that it's a birur. It clarifies that you own it. Like Rashi, it's more in the paths of creating, establishing your ownership. And the Rush writes, no, it's a takanas chachamim, because it's hard for people to hold on to a shtar often, so eventually they're going to lose their documents. So we're makel for the lokeach, that he doesn't have to hold on to a shtar for forever. It's really just a takanas chachamim. And therefore, it's really to prevent from anyone from taking away from him. So they say there's a nafkamina. Let's say I'm the machzik right now for Gimel Shanim. And somehow, you're tofes the karka. You're holding on to this karka right now. And I really have three years of mine. So what are you doing with my karka now? It's my chazaka. So if you say it's a cheskes birur, that clarifies that it's mine, so then a birur is able to kick you off the property because I have, it's a vaday mine. It's a deraisa that I've established the chazaka. But if you assume it's like the rush, it's only a takanas chachamim, the takanas chachamim may not have the power to be motzi, the ma'ariah who is tofes the karka away. So that's an afkamina that the poskim point out. Okay, so the mission now says, so again, you've established a chazaka. If it's a type of field or any type of area that produces every single day, you need a chezkas on shaloshanim miyom liyom. So now let's say it's a sadeh baal. Sadeh baal, Rashi explained, is a hamistapekes b'meg shamim, that you don't use the water from the spring, but you use rainwater. Eino osa peros elapam achas b'shana. Apparently the way fields grow, that have rain, that rely on rain, that only grows once a year. So then you can't work every single day. There's not work to be done every single day. There's no fruit to be collected every single day. So how do you establish a chazak in a sadeh baal? So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Cheskasa shaloshanim ve'enam miyom liyom. It's not from every single day, it's just sporadically. So we'll see how often you need to work the land to create 3 years. So it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yishmael Amar, Gimel Chadashim b'rishona, b'achrona, the last 3 months of year one. And then Shnei Masar Chodesh b'em, so then 12 consecutive months for year two. And then did I skip a line there?
Yeah, you skipped the three ones.
3 months in the beginning, 3 months at the end, and then 12 months in the middle. Hare Yudches Chodesh. That's a total of 18 months. Right? 3, 12, and 3 equals 18. Now, Tos asks a question. Do we have to, does the Mishnah have to tell math for us? We know math. Just say 3, 12, and 3. Why does it say Hare Yudches? What's the need for 18 months? We know how to do addition. So he doesn't give an answer. He just asks the question. Because Gemara asks this question all the time, he just leaves it as a tzarach in. So Rabbi Shmuel requires 18 months in a stei habal, and Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah says, argues and says, Omer, chodesh berishona, chodesh b'achrona, yud beis chodesh b'emsa. He needs 1, 12, and 1. Again, he totals that for us. Harei, yud dalad chodesh. It requires a total of 14 months. Okay. So the Gemara now says, the Mishnah rather says, Omer Rabbi Shmuel, b'amed v'amemurin, when is this all true? Besadeh halavan, a white field, which is referring to wheat or barley, which looks white when everything dries out. And Rashi explains, because a sadeh halavan is shekol peiroseh nilkotin beperek echad, hafikach tzarech gimel shanim. Since they only get collected once a year, so you need 3 years to have three. You need the real idea of a chazaka is not really 3 years. It's really three actions, three consecutive actions. So actions for sadeh lavan is collecting it. That only happens once a year, so you need 3 years to do that. Aval, says the Mishnah, when it comes to stay ilan, a tree, kane says tuaso. If you bring in the tua, which really means here, even though it really normally refers to grains, Rashi says it refers to wine in this case, grapes really. So if I collect grapes from my vines, and a masik azesa, if I collect the olives, and kana says kaito, I bring in my figs from three different trees on one field, and it would be typical to have different types of fruit trees on one field, hare elu gimel shanim. That works like the power of 3 years, even though it could all be within 1 month, when 1 year, it's ki'ilu gimel shanim. Again, because the idea is not 3 years, the idea is three actions that someone else would have protested in seeing me do this, and he doesn't protest, that indicates I must own it, and that's how you just establish a chazak.
So we're doing that how many times with a stay?
Stay Ilan? Three, right. One for each. I collect my grapes, I collect my figs, I collect my olives, and that's three different actions, and that establishes a chazaka, even if it's 1 day, let's say. And that's a chazaka.
But you have to do it for 3 years.
No, you don't have to do it. It's ki'ilu. It's the power of 3 years. You have other chazakas. We'll see the example of Shor HaMuad. Shor HaMuad is not 3 years. It's three times.
Right.
So, but the Mishnah start off by saying, when it comes to a house, what's one time? A year is considered one time for a house. Mm-hmm. Or for a stay alavan, you only collect the grain once a year. So it happens annually only. So that ends up being 3 years, three actions. But it's not really a din in years. It's a din in times, three times. It's really how you create a chazaka. Okay. So now we haven't discussed so much about the ma'arir. We'll see later on. But the Rishon point out, Rabbeinu Yonah says, to create a ma'arir, the one who's going to protest my ownership, I've established 3 years. You can't just come along and say that, oh, that's my land. You took the land away from me. He has to have two edim to testify that he actually has some weight to what he's claiming. It can't be a random guy who says, oh, that's my property, and now I need to go prove I have 3 years here. It has to be a guy who has some level of edus or raya for that point. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemati meholche Usha. I heard from those who went through Usha. Now, the significance of Usha, Rashi tells us, is that Usha was one of the places that Sanhedrin got exiled to. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah lists the 10 different places. Usha was one of them. So Sanhedrin had spent some time in Usha. So one of the passerby to Usha heard the following from those Sanhedrin, the people of Sanhedrin who were living there for some time. What did he hear? Shehayu omrim, that they would say, Minayin l'chazaka shaloshanim. What's the source that you need 3 years to establish a chazaka? It's learned out from Mishor HaMuad. Mashor HaMuad, Kevin Shenagach Gimon Negichos. Mishor HaMuad, who's established, who has three gorings. So Nafik le mecheskas tam become le becheskas muad. He loses the status of being a tam. We know that a shor tam only pays chati nezek. A shor muad plays nezek shalem. We know machlokes whether chati nezek is a knas or not. We saw that in Baba Kama. But everyone agrees the first three offenses. He only pays half. But then after three times, he now enters into a new status of a shor muad. Cheskas shor muad. So Hachanami here as well. Kevin de achla tlas shanim nafik le mirshus mocher v'kaimulan mirshus lokeach. So after 3 years of living there, it loses the status quo being from the ownership of the mocher, and now it enters into the status of being owned by the lokeach. So the Gemara says, if you're really using shor hamuad as a model e, Mashra Muad ad negicha revius lo mechayiv. So you're not chayiv nezek sham until the fourth offense. So halchan ami, I should say the same thing by the chazaka. Ad shana revius lo kaima bishu say. It shouldn't be in my possession as the lokeach until the fourth year. So the Gemara explains, no. Hachi hashti. Let's analyze this case. Hasam by the shor hamuad. Mechi nagach shalosh negichas havimuad. When he gores three times, the chazak has changed. He now has a shame of a shramuad. The idach, the fourth event, kilo nagach ma'il shalom. If he doesn't violate it a fourth time, there's nothing to pay. He hasn't done anything wrong yet. But as a animal, he has a title. He's walking around with a little chain around his neck saying, I'm a shramuad after three offenses. So hacha, here too as well, came in the achla tlashane, since he had eight on the property for 3 years, kaima leib, b'shu say, the chazak has changed, and the lokeach slash machzik has the ownership and chazak of this property. So it is really, they are parallel, it does serve as a good source.
I mean, shermur is still, you're not shermur until you do the fourth.
No, he's saying it differently. No, you are shermur afterwards, you're not chayiv to pay anything, because you haven't done anything just yet. The fourth one is where it turns into a payment. But now the guy has the animal has a status of being a shor hamuad.
The only question you can ask is that it probably is still mutter to do a korban with a shor that was now shloshan three times or no.
I think a shor nogeach. I think even a tam.
Even the first time.
I think so. Yeah, there's a subtle machlokus in the Rishonim here, the Tosus and Ramban, when they're learning from shor hamuad. The Gemara says he left the status of being a shor tam and entered into the status of being shor muad. So Tosus focuses on being a shor muad. Tosus on the bottom here, you go through that Tosus. He's become a shor muad, and the Ramban focuses on not being a shor tam anymore. More of the negative way he's not being. So I'm not sure there's an afkamina or so, but conceptually there's somewhat of a difference. But you look at if you want to look at the bottom Tosus, he addresses that point of shor muad, and the Ramban says he's no longer a shor tam. Okay. That might have to do with the creation of a chazaka. Remember, we said before, it's a chazaka about creating it, putting in possession of the shorha, of the lokeach. So therefore, it's a shor muad, it's created to the next stage, so the lokeach now has ownership, or it's really to deflect the ma'arir, so it's no longer a shor tam, it deflects the mocher from having any claim over it. That might be what it's telling on. Again, that same chakira, how chazaka, the nature of a chazaka in general. Fine. So the Gemara now says two lines down from the top of Amud Beis. Ella, me'at, if this is the case, that we're using Shor HaMuad as a model, so Chazaka, she'en ima taina, teve Chazaka. You shouldn't require Chazaka. There's a halacha, the Mishnah quotes here, alama tanan. Why does the Mishnah tell us later on that kol Chazaka, she'en ima taina, ain't a Chazaka? If I come along and I say, I've been sitting here for 3 years, it's mine. If there is no taina that's accompanied with it, it's not good. I have to first say, I bought it, or my father had it. There has to be some taina for my chazaka to have a background to work with. If I just sit in the land for 3 years and no one said anything to me, that chazaka doesn't work. Now, according to Shor HaMuad being the model, you shouldn't have to have a taina. There's no taina when it comes to Shor HaMuad. Shor HaMuad is three times, it's a chazaka. So if I live here for 3 years, it should be a chazaka, and there should not be a need for a taina. So the Gemara says, no. Taima mai, what's the reason why we allow a chazaka to work in the first place? It's only because Damrinan Dilma Kidakamar Hasha, only because he says that he claims it's his, now we can start having a conversation about a chazaka. But Iu Lotain Analitanle, if he doesn't make a claim that he bought it or that it's his, so then we're not going to make a claim for him. Meaning the question of chazaka doesn't get off the ground unless there's a taina. That's part of the whole discussion. So it's not we're not learning the need for taina from Shor HaMuad. Chazaka is not a relevant question until the guy has a good claim. If he has no good claim, then we completely throw him out the window. There's nothing to speak of. A chazaka only has effect, only has relevance, if I made a taina in the first place. So therefore,
somebody first has to say, what are you doing in my land?
Exactly.
And say, just...
Exactly. So it's not because the taina is not being learned from chazaka, from Shor HaMuad rather. The taina just opens up the case. If there's no taina, there's no case at all. So once the case is opened up, now that the taina establishes that there's a case, so how do you create a chazaka? So then we learn chazaka from the lachas of Shor HaMuad. So the taina really just gets the ball rolling, and that's what's necessary as a prerequisite, not because it's learned from a Shor HaMuad. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine, we establish that. So a chazaka, the taina is a necessary thing, but the 3 years is learned from Shor HaMuad. So if maskif la rav avira, el miyatev, that's the case, Macha shelo b'fanav lo teve macha. So we're going to get in this conversation later on. But right now the Gemara assumes that if, let's say, the Mocher, we'll call him the Mocher, the Ma'arer, he protests and says that, you know, there's no way I have the right, the Reuven can't be on his land. He protests. And the lacha is that even if he doesn't protest in front of Reuven, Reuven's on his property in Woodmere, and the Ma'arir Shimon, who really owns the land, is somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. And he tells his friend in Eretz Yisrael, Reuven's on my property, I heard, and I'm making a protest against this. So the Ma'arir does not have to be in the presence of the Machzak. He could do whatever he wants, that protest is going to work. Now, if it's really using Shura Mu'ad as the model, so it shouldn't be effective. A macha shelo b'fanav lo teve macha. It shouldn't be effective. Why? Dumya de shura mu'ad. Just like a shura mu'ad. It's ineffective if the macha takes place shelo b'fanav. It doesn't work. It has to be dafka b'fanav. How do you know this? Because ma'ashur ha mu'ad b'fanav ba'inan. You need it in front of him to the guy. Ma'ashur is, let's say, goring people. It gores 8 times. It's not a shura mu'ad unless after each negicha, I'm taken to Bezdin. It has to be, you're sure violated, it damaged, you need to be careful. And this happened 3 times in front of me, now it's established as a shura mu'ad. But if I'm not there, the macha doesn't work. So here as well, af hachanami, when it comes to chetzkas gimoshanam, it has to dafka be befanav, be'inan, it should be in front of me. And if I'm being machzik on the property, and the guy, the owner, the ma'arir, is in Eretz Yisrael, and I don't hear his macha shouldn't be effective, and my chazaka should be established after 3 years. So the Gemara says, no.
Sorry, are we saying that the macha has to be in front of the nizak, or we think that the macha has to be where the shore is by the basin?
It has to be in front of the mazik, the owner of
mazik
the shore.
Is okay.
Of the shore hamazik.
Of the shore hamazik,
right.
But not the nizak.
Correct.
So in a way, that doesn't solve.
Don't focus on Mazik Nizak. Focus on who's creating the Chazaka. So if I'm owning the Shura Mu'ad, I'm the one creating a Chazaka, even though I don't want to create a Chazaka, but I'm still establishing a Chazaka.
Right.
That Chazaka can only be created if I'm warned 3 times in Befanav.
Okay.
Now if I'm trying to be Mazik on a property, so if a guy protests me, that's going to prevent...
Right.
The chazaka from happening.
So it'll be similar that if the owner sends a shliach to Basin where they land is and say, listen, this guy is wrong.
Right. Similarly, if
in that
right.
case would work.
But the halacha really is, we're going to see this in the next few daf. The halacha is that you don't have to have befanav when it comes to chazak. You don't have to. Right. Exactly. What the Gemara is about to say. But right now the Gemara thinks if the equation is true of shura mu'ad and cheskas gimel shanam, you should require befanav. Because everybody knows by shura mu'ad you do require befanav, so it should apply the same thing for cheskas gimel shanam. The Gemara says there's a fundamental difference to what you just said between cheskas gimel shanam and shura mu'ad. Why? Hasam by shura mu'ad there, v'huad bivalav, ksiv, you have to do the mu'ad, the testifying and the creating chazaka in front of the baal hashura mu'ad. Without that, it cannot be created. It's a gzeres hakasav that you need befanav. But hacha here, by the halachas of cheskas gimoshanam, chaver chaver islay. People talk. So in Eretz Yisrael, he's going to tell his friend, that friend will tell this guy, and eventually the word's going to get out that I'm on his property and he's not very happy with me. So that will be considered macha in order to prevent my chazaka from ever being created. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. So this all makes sense if you require 3 times on 3 different days. But the Rebbe Meir, Damar Richak Nigichosav, remember Rebbe Meir in the Mishnah Baba Kama, Richak Nigichosav Chayev, Kirv Nigichosav Lokol Shagain. If we allow 3 different events, 3 different Nigichas, on 3 different days, which have been separated to create a Shura Mu'ad Chazaka. So certainly, if they come close in proximity, 3 events right at one after the next in one day, certainly that's going to create a Chazaka as well. So if according to Rabbi Meir, that 3 lumped together could also create a Chazaka. So let's say, Achla Tzlasa Piri B'chad Yoma, if I eat 3 fruit on one day, could go into Te'ena, Leve Chazaka, Dumyu De Shura Mu'ad. Why do I need to wait 3 years? If I eat 3 fruit in one day, it should be like 3 Negichos of a Shura Mu'ad, like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says no. The reason why eating 3 figs on one day doesn't create a Chazaka is because, just look one second at Rashi here. Where's that Rashi that we need?
He needs a straw anyways. He has to go to Bezdin every time
He needs to go to Bezdin each time. That's for Shura Mu'ad. But Rashi points out that what's unique about a fig tree, on one given day, what wasn't ripe in the morning could be ripe in the afternoon and then get ripe again in the evening. So those are 3 different cases of you could eat the figs. And so too, the Shor, Muad, gored three different animals on one day, so they should both create a chazakah. So the Gemara says there's a difference. Ma Shor HaMuad Be'idna De'ishle HaNegicha Lesel HaNegicha. The moment the Shor HaMuad had gored the first Shor, so then that would create one Negicha. But the other Negicha wasn't in the world just yet. I mean, each time the context changed. So when the Shor gored the first offense, the second offense didn't happen yet. It wasn't even this world to speak of. So there are three different events. As opposed to the fig tree, how everyone comes to this, that Hachanami, you need Be'idna De'isa Lahai Piri, Les Lahai Piri. When eating one fruit, the other fruit can't be in this world yet. So when I ate the fig in the morning that was ripe, the other figs, even though they weren't ripe yet till the afternoon and till the evening, they were still here. They were on the tree. So the definition of a chazaka is that the second and third events cannot be in this world yet when you're doing the first event. That's what we're learning from Shor HaMuad. Okay. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, so then Achla Tlasa Piri B'Tlasa Yoma. So let's eat three fruit on three different days. That's something you could accomplish, where each fruit isn't going to be there, could go in tzlaf, like the tzlaf tree, leve chazaka, let that be a chazaka. So Rashi just explains here, just trying to set up the maskana and set up the answer. A tzlaf tree, Rashi writes five wide lines down, pre shlo nikar bo hayom v'nigmar lasof gimel yamim. Today, it doesn't look like a fruit on the today, the tzlaf, but in 3 days it's going to ripen and grow. So right now when I'm eating on a Monday, there's only one fruit. Tuesday, a new fruit grows, and Wednesday, a third fruit grows. So now it's three fruit I ate on three different days. So that should be a chazaka if I'm eating a tzlaf tree on three different days. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam pire miha isa u'migmar hu deka gamer v'azil. So, no. The tzlaf tree, the fruit is there on Monday. There are three fruit on the tree on Monday. They may not be fully ripe, but still, they're all there. As opposed to the shor, each negicha the shor does, the other negicha is not here. There's no maisa to speak. There's no hefta that exists in this world. So a tzlaf tree, you can't bring a raya. So the Gemara attempts something else. So let's say tzlasa piri, but tzlasan yoma. Fine. Let's say I eat three fruit in 30 days. Kigon asaf sasa, leve chazaka. Asaf sasa, Rashi explains that right afterward, min zerahu, the type of leisa behemos, it's a type of grass and herb for the animals. Ulasof shloshim yom hu nigmar v'okrinoso v'zoron achavim komo. After 30 days, you remove the herb, and then it regrows itself. Ubesoch shloshim yom gozin oso shalosh pamim. Within 30 days, you could take out three zraim, and they could regrow itself completely anew. So now, a saf sasa tree, you should be able to create a chazak in 30 days. So the answer is the Gemara, hey chidami, what's the case here? Dekadach v'achla v'dekadach v'achla. How does it work exactly? Where it grows a little bit, then you eat it. It grows a little bit, then you eat it. So what does that mean? And therefore, hasam mishamid hu dekashamid v'achil. So the machlok is how to understand this line, but what the Ritva writes is that you're stealing. Meaning you are taking the asasa, you're eating it before it's fully ripe. People don't normally do that. You're being chotef before zmano, before the owner even realizes there's anything there. So remember, a chazaka can only be established if the ma'arir potentially could protest it, and he doesn't protest it. But this guy sees it starting to grow a little bit, and he snips it off the tree before it fully grew. That's really trying to undermine the ma'arir's ability to protest it, and that's why this chazaka doesn't work. So then the Gemara says, fine. So let's say, tlasa piri betlasa yorchi. So if I eat three fruit in 3 months, kigon afsaf sasa, where I let it grow a little bit more, leve chazaka, let that be a chazaka. So you really can have a chazaka in 3 months by a safsasa herb. So the Gemara says, wait a sec. Man holche usha. Who are the ones of olche usha that we spoke of? Who are the ones who were behind this opinion that Shor HaMuad is the model for Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Apparently it's Rabbi Yishmael. Now Rashi says, we don't know where this is. This is a Masorah that holche usha refers to Rabbi Yishmael. So what's the relevance of Rabbi Yishmael? Well, the Rabbi Yishmael, this all makes sense. Because Rabbi Yishmael is the one in the Mishnah who holds that only the Hachanami, the Tznan, it works. Because the Tznan in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Bamed Vamamurim, when do you require 13 years, or at least for him 18 months sometimes, that's only B'stei Alavan, when it comes to a grain field like wheat and barley. Aval, he admits, B'sade Ilan, if it comes to a field of trees, if your kanas is hatfuas, if you bring in the grapes, and then your masik is zesav, then you bring in the olives, and your kanas is kito, and you bring in the figs, even if that all happens on one day, So Hare Elo Gimel Sharam, even he would agree that it would have the status of 3 years, even though it's only one day. So too by Naftaf Sasa tree, over the period of 3 months, he would agree there as well that it would work. That's all in the world of Rabbi Shmuel, that's Shor HaMuad, it's a model. It's all about three times.
He's the only one who learns from Shor HaMuad.
Exactly. We'll stop here, but we'll learn tomorrow the Rabbanon who don't use Shor HaMuad, what's their source of Cheskas Gimel Sharam. It's going to be a whole different limud.
Unless we just said that we can't compare it. We had a case.